Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
He's a former pro, an SEC analyst, and a damn good dog. Max Dinchcombe is only on the College Football Voice of the South, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and ASW Distillery.
Matt Dinchcombe, SEC Network, ESPN, friend of the show. Kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Hello, Matt Dinchcombe. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Happy to be a friend of the show. Hope the show is a friend of mine.
We are indeed. I think the city, the state, the southeast, a friend of Matt Dinchcombe.
Regional.
If I'm going to believe the internet, Stinchy, I read something that you said that felt like sort of lukewarm to borderline hot take on the Georgia quarterback situation. I want some clarity for you from you on this. Did you say you would stick with Stetson Bennett at quarterback until JT Daniels is fully healthy, or you would stick with him regardless of JT's health?
Yeah, I kind of ran through a couple of scenarios, but and drew an analogy to the Jalen Hurts to Tuatagovailoa scenario at Alabama. Not a perfect analogy, but you know, I'm hard pressed to pull a guy who's winning. And the caveat that never makes it into those little quotes that they clip out is, to me, I think it may come down to which player makes more sense. And this is assuming that JT Daniels gets healthy again, that he can play well, not in relief, but situationally. And to me, it would make more sense for Stetson Bennett to be in that role, because of the run element, et cetera. But the other piece, too, is that, you know, he's not like this deficient passer. Is JT Daniels far more accurate, consistently accurate? In fact, one of the most accurate passers in college football? Yeah. But he also lacks that run element that Stetson Bennett brings. And it's really whoever makes the team and the players around them better. I think they both do that. I don't think you're compromised by having Stetson Bennett in there from a standpoint of looking at the balance of the roster offensively. And so you have to wonder, what is the catalyst to remove him from the starting lineup? Now, they haven't won a game because of Stetson Bennett. They've won with Stetson Bennett. But I'm not certain that that's not a possibility. I do know that they've won a game, at least one, because of JT Daniels. And that was last year versus Mississippi State. You know, otherwise, you know, the body of work and the productivity and the impact on the team seemingly is very similar, statistically different, but in other ways very similar from a one-loss standpoint.
Matt, I've seen over the last probably 20 years, you know, signing day has become its own industry, draft day, its own industry. And I think we allow so often our view of a player to get colored by the fact that there aren't any Sunday expectations for Stetson Bennett. And that's screwy. It's about what he's doing on Saturdays. You know, the Bulldogs aren't the 33rd franchise. It's college football, and he's really good at it.
Yes, he is. You know, I could think back to, you know, like a Charlie Ward and like a Brad Johnson type players. Brad Johnson, who goes on and plays like 15 years in the NFL, I want to say, wins a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Really a great athlete, Mr. Basketball, North Carolina, blah, blah, blah. He's never a starter at FSU because they had other guys that fit that system, I guess, better and at that stage in their careers. And you know what? When you're in college, all that matters are the college football games, not the pro football games, not the ones that you may eventually play or the systems that you might eventually be in. It's the one that they're running that fits the personnel for those years or that year or that game. And that's what should be the point of emphasis. Now, that's not to say that, you know, either one of these quarterbacks is separate and apart at the college level. I don't think so. At the pro level, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about two different propositions. But this isn't pro ball, not yet anyway. And so because of it, you know, focus on the collegiate level. And frankly, it's a luxury, I think, that Georgia has right now, not a problem.
Matt Stinchcomb is with us, SEC Network, ESPN. He's with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Stinch, maybe I'm getting carried away here. I'm known to do that. But this game feels a lot like Georgia-Arkansas to me, where Kentucky's good. They won some close games. They should be feeling very good about themselves, especially for Kentucky. I just think this matchup is just a different animal for them, what they're about to see with Georgia. I just don't get the sense that Georgia should be on upset alert here.
No, I'm with you. I mean, it's – and we've got no reason to do that. Let coaches do that. You know, let the players be like, hey, you know, nose to the grindstone and all those things. I don't think this group, first of all, for Georgia, needs reminders about what's at stake. You know, one of the clips that I heard Kirby talking before or after a game or at halftime or something, he says, we're not practicing to beat somebody. We're practicing to beat everybody. And you just kind of let the weight of that statement sink in where – these guys aren't necessarily – it's the standard. You're playing to a standard. They're not playing to that week's opponent. They're playing to their own expectations of what it should look like for this team. And if that's the case, then for this Saturday – and Kentucky's a good football team. This isn't an indictment of Kentucky. It is an observation of what we've seen from Georgia so far, that at the end of four quarters, it should not be a very close football game.
You are in Como for Aggies and Tigers tomorrow. One quick question about that. You know, there's supposed to be this danger of
Matt. The... Can we go back to Georgia
no!
though?
One quick question about this. Important. It's supposed to be the week after this big, huge win. There's the danger of the exhale and the oh, we weren't taking our business seriously. I think Missouri's run defense is too awful for that to be a possibility tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, you'd like to think that Jimbo kind of Jimbo balls them a little bit and hits the gap scheme, two-gap looks, and let's get downhill and meat grind these guys. It's one of two things, I think, with A&M. You know, Alabama did not play well. That's not to say that I'm not trying to diminish what A&M did. But Alabama did not play well, and Alabama perhaps has very real problems going forward, I think, at linebacker most notably. But is A&M turning a corner? Or was that a more of a, you know, strobe and fade event where, yep, you know, we kind of flashed, and we flashed in a big way versus the number one team in the country, and now there's this kind of regression to the mean, so to speak, because in the previous 2 weeks, didn't look very good. This could be a good formula to maintain momentum. I don't know that it confirms that A&M has fixed all their ills, but agreed, you know, Missouri defensively is a mess, and this is a good team offensively if you're A&M to want to be facing to see if you can't continue what you established versus Bama.
See, it was just one question. That was fine.
I was. Hey, Stinch, was Chuck's going to ask you about Zach Greinke. You have something on Greinke?
No, we're fine. Just
are you
get
sure?
Back to your questions.
No, I'm good. I think we've exercised all we can. Stinchy, have a great call tomorrow. We always appreciate you finding some time with us, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, guys. Thanks, man. See you.
See you, buddy. There's Matt Stinchcomb, SEC Network, ESPN.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.